How books change culture. I had three big encounters with books, but it wasn't until the third one that my culture shifted or rose. The first time it happened was in eighth grade. I was reading Batman by Craig Shaw Gardner. I was ignoring all the horrible teachers and all the things that they were saying, and I simply got bored in school, so I started reading. I got a smile from a teacher that disliked me, but you know what? I genuinely did not care. We have to get real, even though we may be little. We have to get real in the face of threats and fear and insults and downright crazy maniacs. A real teacher never, ever teaches with fear. She chose fear to make her job easier. And nothing she said or did mattered to me. She was a bully, and I was a force of nature. My second book encounter was in America, as I was brushing up on my reading skills. I somewhat did badly because I chose Hamlet in high school, and that turned out not to be the optimal way to learn the Queen's tongue. Seriously, Shakespeare was not in English, it was in Middle English.
Whoa.
Though I did memorize all the fancy quotes in the back, just in case, and I still to this day remember a lot of them. And, of course, in all my years in America, all of them, I have never, ever, not ever once passed by a plastic skull without bemoaning poor Yorick. Sweet, sweet Yorick, your infinite jest and excellent fancy is still a guide for us all.
Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him, Horatio, a fellow of most excellent fancy, of most infinite jest. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times.
Alas, I digress. And then, just a couple of years later, I discovered a fun hardware store after I moved to another city that for a reason that I really cannot fathom to this day, had an enormous car-sized cardboard box filled with freaking paperback books, and all of them were really good. Many of them were about UFOs, and there was a bunch of cyberpunk goodness. I found Neuromancer in there. Some years before, back in New York, and I digress again, I went to the big library on the Fifth Avenue to research UFOs. I was a fan of X-Files, but I was not a fan of Fox Mulder. I was going to perform my own investigation. And I told the lady up front, "I am researching UFOs." And she was like, "Basement, where we keep all the dumb books." But hey, I walked the same staircase that Christopher Hitchens did. And to this day, it is one of my greatest adventures. I found a book that said Yeti was beamed down from a UFO. And I had more than one daydream about hunting Mokelembembe in Congo. Just, you know, shooting photos, not bullets, of course. Here at the hardware store Strange Book Box, I reconnected with UFOs, and after some fantastic titles that frankly have me somewhat worried about the darkness to this freaking day, I discovered that UFOs were a kind of a botched formation of a religion. Even though this sounds like a stretch, the concept of collective fantasies here is key to understanding the darker parts of the human condition and a lot behind what is holding us back. Then I went to college, and the disgrace of academic philosophy just shattered my heart. And here, on my third encounter with books, I have discovered narrated books. And what a magnificent year that was. Oh my gosh. Discovering Bill Bryson's Funny Adventures and many other science popularizers is what did it for me. And while the content of their books did change my life multiple times over, the biggest change, the most profound change that occurred within me, came from my inheritance of their culture, of the culture of great beings. Listen, I know this sounds a little weird, but it happened because I adored their works. They became my friends, my family. From Nietzsche to Miss Rand to Hitchens and Sir Ken Robinson, their culture just copied on me, or maybe just welcomed me. For years, for many years, I had audiobooks playing in my ears nonstop, learning for real about everything that matters. Listen, good authors are just builders of easy-to-climb on-ramps. And all they want is just to invite us up, like a good teacher should. You know, if I had to do it again, I would listen to all these beautiful books on the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. And I understand that you would like to get a good book recommendation. I mentioned Bill Bryson to invite you into the world of narrated books, but I really cannot make a recommendation that will absolutely connect with you, because every person in the world is different. You're gonna have to search for the beautiful books that move you. And that means maybe the next four books that you listen to are not going to be life-changing. Maybe the next eight books are going to be a little bit boring. It takes a while. Eventually, you will see that authors mention each other and your search will be easier. But you really have to put in the time and find all the books that will move you, because those are going to be the ones that will change your life. Lastly, please know that to grow up means to grow all the way up until you become a great being.